We are within 2.5 weeks, less than 3 weeks away from the first primary of the presidential election season. And that means that the debates are kind of beginning to shift out, both on the in front of the podium and on the streets. We're joined now by Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website for our co-producer WNYC. Good morning.
Hi.
And Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and political contributor for The Takeaway and It's a Free Country. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Celeste.
Your thoughts on the debate last night, Ron, in terms of how civil it was? Are these candidates beginning to kind of settle down into an electability debate rather than a debate against each other?
Well, I think so. I think the first hour you saw the Republican candidates pretty much talking about the issues, trying to define their vision, their sort of methods for leadership and how they would lead the country. But what I found very interesting was that while the candidates didn't want to attack each other directly, probably about the last 30 minutes of the debate, you saw Michelle Bachmann really lay into the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. And I thought, you know, when you look at the polls and you look at the sentiment out there, the last thing that most Americans want to hear and see right now is politicians screaming. And I think Michelle Bachmann really did herself a disservice by trying to lay into the former Speaker to score points.
Although the former Speaker didn't seem to be scoring any points, at least early on in the debate, and he explained not only that, but why he is reserved at other times as well.
I sometimes get accused of using language that's too strong. So I've been standing here editing. I'm very concerned about not appearing to be zany.
Ron, and some people think that when he used the word zany, he was actually referring to Michelle Bachmann, about whom he's been dismissive at times. Ron?
Well, I think that, and I also think, don't forget that it was the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, who is the one who said that we need principled leadership right now. We don't need somebody who's zany. So I actually think what he was doing there, Celeste, was he was trying to inoculate himself against the charge from Mitt Romney, who actually called Newt Gingrich zany, and trying to sort of brush it off in a self-deprecating kind of way. So I think he did a good job there. But what I would say is that you saw the best and the worst of Newt Gingrich last night. When it comes to ideas, when it comes to throwing out policy solutions, he's at his best. But when it comes to him being a politician and being able to not only match up with his colleagues and eventually President Obama, should he get the nomination, I think he was at his worst as being a politician. So you saw the best and the worst of the former Speaker last night.
All right, that's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, and also Anna Sale is with us, reporter for It's a Free Country. And so, Anna Sale, let's talk a little bit about Michelle Bachmann and her claims about Newt Gingrich. She had a lot of criticism for him. Mainly, she called him a lobbyist.
She did. She again brought up his work with Freddie Mac as a consultant, and Newt Gingrich again said, I wasn't lobbying for them, I was consulting for them. And he, at one point, described it as private sector work, that he wasn't in public office, so those charges sort of should fall flat. Michelle Bachmann just wouldn't let go on that, and she said, look, you worked for Freddie Mac. They were a big problem.
They were the epicenter of the mortgage financial meltdown. I was trying to see these two entities put into bankruptcy because they frankly need to go away. When the Speaker had his hand out and he was taking $1.6 million to influence senior Republicans to keep the scam going in Washington, D.C.
Although this point over whether he was a lobbyist or a consultant, that's a bit of an arcane point. How does it play with voters in Iowa?
Well, I actually think some of those criticisms may have landed because Newt Gingrich had to defend himself again and again and again on this issue. And at one point he said, look, government-sponsored enterprise is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing that the government was trying to help Americans buy homes. So he's also sort of defending kind of the overall strategy of Freddie Mac, which, you know, folks might have some problems with given the financial meltdown. But at other points, I mean, Newt Gingrich was really the guy who was getting all of the arrows during this debate.
He was on the defensive during most of the first part.
Mitt Romney did not engage Newt Gingrich, and nobody really engaged Mitt Romney. But Gingrich also very much went on the offensive. There's a whole section where he talked about the judiciary and his proposals to rein it in. This is how he described it.
I testified in front of sitting Supreme Court justices at Georgetown Law School, and I warned them, you keep attacking the core base of American exceptionalism, and you are going to find an uprising against you, which will rebalance the judiciary. We have a balance of three branches. We do not have a judicial dictatorship in this country, and that's what the Federalist Papers promised us. And I would, just like Jefferson, Jackson, Lincoln, and FDR, I would be prepared to take on the judiciary if, in fact, it did not restrict itself in what it was doing.
He proposed getting rid of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which Ron Paul immediately pointed out was not constitutional.
He called it an affront to the separation of powers. But what was interesting is after this point, he refers back to historical references and says Thomas Jefferson did this in 1802 when he eliminated some judges. And he and the moderator, Megyn Kelly, were debating whether this was a popular or unpopular thing in 1802. So, you know,
again, Gingrich was an arcane point.
Gingrich was certainly shaping the debate at that point. But I think the larger point of we've got to rein in these judges is something that's really going to land with conservative voters.
Well, I thought John Huntsman actually did quite well last night. I think Ron Paul was, as always, on message.
Ron Paulish, yes.
Yes, and Mitt Romney seemed to have turned toward a more general election tone, don't you think?
Well, Mitt Romney throughout on the campaign trail as well has been focusing on Barack Obama as opposed to any of the other candidates. That changed this week when he was talking about Newt Gingrich,
attack
using the zany
Newt,
word.
Yeah.
But that was not his strategy last night. He was not attacking Newt Gingrich. But he did have to defend himself again on whether or not he was a reliable conservative on social issues. He was asked again about his position on abortion, and this is what he said.
With regards to abortion, I changed my mind. With regards to abortion, I had the experience of coming into office, running for governor, saying, you know, I'm going to keep the laws as they exist in the state. And they were pro-choice laws, so effectively I was pro-choice. Then I had a bill come to my desk that didn't just keep the laws as they were, but that would have created new embryos for the purpose of destroying them. I studied it in some depth and concluded I simply could not sign on to take human life.
Again, this is, for some voters, probably splitting hairs here.
Well, it's an issue of, on an issue like abortion and abortion rights, for some, it's what people vote on. And if Mitt Romney has not been consistently against abortion rights, then that could be an issue. But it's something that's come up again and again and again on the campaign. But as he was saying this, I think it's important to point out, he was responding to a question from the moderator. He was not being attacked by the other candidates. But certainly some issues still get him back on his heels, and that is one of them.
All right. Well, we're going to obviously talk more about these candidates as we head into the Iowa caucuses. Probably see one or two of them drop out after the Iowa and New Hampshire votes are over. We'll be talking to Anna Sale again, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. And we spoke with Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, political contributor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer's political website, It's a Free Country, from WNYC. Thanks.